When you hear about concussions in the news, it's often about a football player. But kids get concussions too. In one recent year, nearly 250,000 children went to their emergency room for a concussion or other traumatic brain injury. Radioactive's Connor Gormley has a story of one of them.
This is what a first day assembly sounds like at Garfield High School. This is what it sounds like to someone with a concussion.
I don't really know how else to describe it it was just overwhelming and painful.
That's what Daisy Eminger encountered when she tried to go to her first day of ninth grade. The June before she started high school, Daisy got hit in the head twice in the course of a week. Once wrestling with her little brother and once by her surfboard. The surfboard hit was so severe that it actually caused short-term memory loss. So Daisy didn't really realize that something was going on until almost 2 weeks later when...
I was running and I fell over because I became like so nauseous and the light was just too bright and all the sounds of cars driving by were too loud and my vision completely blurred and I just collapsed on a run.
Daisy and her parents went to a bunch of different doctors to try and find out what was wrong. It took almost 2 months of tests before they figured it out. Daisy's doctor told her to stay in her room with no stimulation of any kind in order to rest her brain.
Any bright lights, any noises, any thinking hurt my head.
But that didn't stop her from trying to go to the first day of school a week later. It wasn't even 5 minutes before Daisy ran out of the gym and into the nurse's office. She spent 2 more weeks isolated in her room with a constant migraine. Daisy fell behind in school and out of touch with her friends. They were bonding over the experience of the beginning of high school. But she was in so much pain, she couldn't even think about what she was missing. When she did return to school, it was for half days. At first, her friends were sympathetic to her injury, but...
Well, the concussion literally made me slow. Like I was before, I felt like I was a witty little girl. That might be a little egotistical to say, but that's how I felt. Then the concussion made me quiet and more reserved.
After a while, her friends started to drift away.
Just because I didn't have a physical cast over the injury, a lot of my friends assumed that it wasn't really there. And even though there was a major change in my personality, they still could not see the injury, so they gave up on me, or they just didn't care.
By January, Daisy's physical symptoms had started to get better. But as her physical pain went away, her emotional symptoms got worse. Her mom called it feeling blue.
I thought that I would always feel blue, and I just thought that it was something I should get used to. That this was life and I needed to get used to feeling this way.
This is really common for people who suffer from concussions. The emotional repercussions of a concussion are often overlooked. A 2014 study in the Journal of Adolescent Health found that teens with a history of concussions are over 3 times as likely to suffer from depression as teens who've never had one. There was more to Daisy's depression than just her isolation and the physiological effects. Before her injury, Daisy had been a runner and a passionate soccer player who planned to play for Garfield. However, her soccer career ended the day the surfboard hit her.
I no longer could play soccer, and I no longer could do these things that once defined me. I had to redefine myself, and I think that fear also contributed to the depression, the fear and anxiety of finding new ways to define myself.
She would spend the next few years figuring that out. Luckily, Daisy had a support system in her parents and little brother that helped her do that. She tried a number of activities in the next few years, but what finally made a difference was art. Art has played a big role in Daisy's family life, so...
I think I always had a really positive view of what art can do to help you. I just had never needed it to help me.
Though she played around with charcoal and other mediums, she found photography helped the most.
I think that with art, I was able to find beauty in negative things. And that's what I needed to do with my own situation. I needed to find the benefits to my concussion.
And she did. It made her more empathetic, more patient, harder working. It taught her not to judge other people by what she sees on the surface. The fall of her senior year, Daisy decided to write about her concussion for her college essay.
Yeah, I think the concussion totally sucked, but it taught me so many things about myself, and it made me such a better person that I would never ask for it to not have happened.
Despite all the catching up she had to do, she wasn't rejected from a single school that she applied to. In the fall, she's starting at the new school in New York City, where she plans to study photography and entrepreneurship. For Radioactive, this is Connor Gormally.